Go Set Magazine.
In this national newspaper, printed every Saturday in Melbourne, parents and oldies have no say at all.
Hello, I'm James Valentine. Do you remember Go Set magazine? Go Set was Australia's first major national pop and rock music paper. Over the coming weeks, we'll be looking back at youth culture in the 60s and 70s as Go Set reported it. Perhaps you were there. Here's what the ABC's Four Corners program said about Go Set after it began in 1966.
This newspaper has yet to become the Bible of Australia's youth, but it already sells 40,000 copies around Australia every week. It's called Go Set, and it aims to cater solely for the tastes of the active teen and 20 set. In its first edition last February, it told its readers, now is the time to really break loose from the oldies. Now 7 months old, Go Set deals almost exclusively with music and fashions. Its editor, Tony Schäubler, is 21.
How much of this bright young world do you think these teenagers will carry with them into their adult life?
I think the main thing that they'll carry on is the fact that young ideas and the young outlook is something that can be taken seriously, that what the ideas that young people have that they can put into practice in the world at large. And this sort of thing in the past, I think, where young people haven't been given the go that they can get now.
Remember this one? It's The Loved Ones. And it's called The Loved Ones. Hearing it on 3AK.
I was a 15-year-old teenager growing up in a pretty traditional kind of country town, and I'd rush down to the newsagents every Saturday and I'd get my Go Set and I'd read it from cover to cover during the week. It was the teen magazine. It was great. I loved it. I can still remember it. I said I was
sorry. Ronnie Charles, former member of 60s band The Group.
I remember standing in a discotheque called The Thumping Tum in 1966, and there was Go Set. Yeah, and I think it was just sort of like 15 cents or something. Picked it up, and it was like that was our first own music paper, and everybody got straight into it. Because also it had gig guides and all that sort of thing, and I wasn't even working at this stage, but I knew, for instance, where The Group were playing or where the Twilights were going to be playing.
Molly Meldrum joined the Go Set staff as a junior writer under editor Philip Fraser in 1966.
Philip gave more or less a free rein of editorial, but he was able to pull in as writers people like Lily Brett, myself, Mitch O'Driscoll, Wendy Saddington was writing, Stephen McLean. So you had this bevy of writers that all had different views, all had different musical views, and subsequently it made for a good paper because, you know, times would disagree with each other. Stan Rofe was a columnist who was a DJ at the time who would, you know, send me up gutlessly every week. I think he was the one that called me Molly and gave me the name Molly. So it was a lot of fun back then, you know.
By 1969, Go Set had become one of the top-selling newspapers in Australia, outselling even Time magazine. It held an annual King and Queen of Pop award, kept young people up to date on the charts, the latest fashions and trends, local and overseas musicians, and provided a forum for young people to express their views and feelings.
Beatle John Lennon and his Japanese wife, Yoko Ono, have bedded down in Amsterdam as a show for non-violence.
This is what a world peace, you see. Yes. And we're thinking that instead of going out and fight and make war or something like that, we should just stay in bed. Everybody should just stay in bed and enjoy the spring, you know.
Quite often, Go Set invited musos to join the staff as writers. Popular Afro-haired blues singer Wendy Saddington, then 18 years old, joined in 1969 as the Lonely Hearts column writer.
I think to start with, I was a little bit inspired to do it, you know, and I actually cared and a little bit, and as much as one could care that was full of themselves at the time, you know.
Dear Wendy, I am 13 years of age and without a boyfriend. I find the only way to hook up with them is to be sexy and intimate with them, but unfortunately I'm in a position where this could cause trouble. I've been intimate with a few boys before, but luckily nothing has happened. I think that I was only lucky then, though. Could you please advise me on whether I should be a dropout or sexy? Sue.
Dear Sue, be a dropout. You are far too young to be having this kind of relationship with boys. You would be pregnant in no time. Until you are old enough to fully understand about love and sex, try not to do it again. Wendy,
Did Gossett deal with social issues and politics at the time? Gossett historian David M. Kent.
Gossett was never overtly political, yet musicians were given free rein to say whatever they wanted. And Philip Fraser, who was basically a political activist, was quite happy to print these views. Gossett in this way contributed to the youth counterculture during the late 60s and the early 70s, which was unique because basically Gossett was a pop music paper.
Gossett, 9th of May 1970. Stand fast against the plastic wombats. Next Sunday, May 10, is official Vietnam Moratorium Day. You can stop reaching for your dictionaries because all it means is a day to stop and think about the war and our part in it. In Melbourne, as in most cities, a rally will be held from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock on the Sunday in Treasury Gardens. Only the concert in Melbourne is special because a lot of well-known pop groups and artists have offered their services free because they feel so strongly about the war, such as Wendy Saddington, Ronnie Burns, Spectrum and Company Kane.
Philip Fraser left as editor in 1972 after being arrested by the Victorian Vice Squad for publishing excerpts in Gossett from a book written by American anarchist Abby Hoffman, which had been banned in Australia. Many Gossett staff feel that this event was the beginning of the end for the magazine, as Gossett lost its original vision with his departure.
Gossett was sold to Sun Gravure Limited in 1973 and the offices moved to Sydney. With this, the heart and soul was ripped out of the paper and it folded in 1974. However, Gossett helped launch the careers of many personalities in the Australian rock music industry and played its part in shaping and reflecting youth culture in Australia during its lifetime. In coming episodes, we'll look at how Gossett was a mirror on youth culture and society in the late 60s and early 70s. Next time, we'll look at some of the fashion trends and advertisements that appeared in Gossett. Stuff you just had to have to be cool and groovy. See you then.